Round about the cauldron go, in the poisoned entrails throw, toad that under cold stone days and nights has 31. Sweltered venom seeping got, boil thou first in the charmed pot. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire, burn, and cauldron bubble. Fillet of a fenny snake, in the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog. Adder's fork and blind worm's sting, lizard's leg and owlet's wing. For a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth boil and bubble. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. I am so bored with this. Casting spells isn't nearly as glamorous as I was led to believe. It's hot and smelly, and this iron cauldron is so heavy, especially when it's full of putrid goop like this. And of course, I have to suspend it over a fire out here in the middle of nowhere. I could just brew the stuff in the comfort of my own kitchen with a glass of Chardonnay and a little music on my Bluetooth speakers. But no, apparently part of the magic is letting yourself get eaten alive by mosquitoes. And also, look at this list of ingredients. Eye of Newt. Who the hell has Eye of Newt? You know, it isn't a coincidence that the spellbook was published by the Underworld Apothecary Association. Most of these ingredients are things you can't possibly gather yourself. So the enterprising witch has to fork over every penny she earns just to buy all these ridiculous ingredients. And never mind that my clients are completely ungrateful. If I raise my fees by even one penny to recoup my expenses, they all run off to Spells R Us for the volume discount. A girl cannot compete with corporate witchery. I really should have gone into a different profession. I would have been a great damsel in distress. And other than tearing your dress in a few strategic locations, they don't really have any business expenses at all. Well, fuck it. I'm not going into town to buy newt eyeballs. Really, any reptile eyes will do, right? I can probably find a snake or something around here. What else is on this list? Wing of bat. That won't be a problem. Lots of bats in my belfry. Tail of rat. Simple. I'll just swing by the castle. Plenty of rats there. Although not all of them have tails. Unless they're wearing dinner jackets, I suppose. What else? Blood of a virgin. Oh, come the fuck on. Last time I bought a bottle of virgin blood, I could see the guy smirking behind the cash register. I'm sure the creature that contributed that blood was a virgin at some point in its life. Decades ago, no doubt. That's assuming it was actually human blood at all. Well, it's been a while since I've had sex. Far too long, in fact. I'll just declare myself a de facto virgin. Use my own blood. It's bound to work at least as well as that crap at the potion mongers. And that runs $25 a fluid ounce. There's a couple of herbs on this list, too. Those look like things I should be able to find in these woods, but first, let's go search for eyeballs. Oh, what is this I see before me? A human male wandering through the woods. And a good-looking man at that, all dressed in finery. This is no common villager sneaking through the woods to poach the Lord's partridges. Hello, sir. Oh, well. Is that how you greet a woman in the woods? Come now. Sheath your sword. Now that I think about it, that sharp blade of yours reminds me of something. You wouldn't happen to be a virgin, would you? I could use a drop or two. Yeah, I didn't think so. One doesn't encounter a lot of chastity these days, which makes the whole blood of a virgin thing even more of a scam. How about Ive Newt? Got any of those around? Why, yes, I am a witch. I realize I don't look much like one. My face is relatively free from warts, and these luscious locks make me look more like a princess than a hag, don't you think? But I do have the pointy hat and the black dress, and of course these silver necklaces with their magical amulets. Okay, they're not actually magical, and they're not actually silver either. But a girl's gotta dress the part if she wants to get any business in this cutthroat industry, and God knows I don't earn enough to buy real silver. So, what about you? You definitely aren't a commoner taking a shortcut through the woods to grandmother's house. What are you doing out here, armed to the teeth? And ready to do battle with the first girl you stumble upon. Wait, don't answer. Let me guess. Let's see. You're not a sheriff's deputy, that's for sure. They're nothing but drunk ruffians. None of them would have a fine embroidered cloak like you. And frankly, it's good that you're not a deputy. Witchery is technically illegal, after all. So, if you were a deputy, I'd have to cast some evil spell on you. Turn you into a frog or something. On the other hand, I don't take you for a knight. A knight wouldn't draw his sword like a frightened boy at the first sight of a pretty lady. I've got it. You're a squire, and I think your master abandoned you in favor of a lady's bed. So now you're off to seek adventures of your own. Perhaps you seek a lady of your own? Well, good news, good sir. I'm not exactly a lady, but trust me, I have all of the necessary parts. Now, how about you put that sword away, and we get to know each other a little better? Excellent. I thought you might see things my way. You know, this witch's costume isn't exactly flattering for my figure. In my experience, people expect their witches to look a little, how shall I put it, frumpy. But, as you'll note, as I slowly unbutton the bodice of this dress, I'm not exactly a frump. I can see your eyes transfixed upon my chest. You know, in truth, I'm not really very good at casting spells, but it seems my skills are improving. I believe that I have you spellbound now. Would you like me to open my dress and bare my bosom to your anxious eyes? Do you wish to sample my witchy wares? Come then, my good squire. Feast your eyes and feast your hands. Take my womanly tits into your clutching fingers. Your hands are strong and determined. Squeeze tightly, Squire. But I'm also determined, and believe me, I know how to squeeze tightly as well. So, drop your pants, my dear Squire. Well now, this is a fine cock you have. Handsome, proud, a perfect specimen of manhood. Indeed, I declare it a knightly cock, and if your master's lady were to see it, she'd leave him lying in her bed unfulfilled, and join you instead. I came to the woods in search of a snake, and look, I found one right between your legs. My intention was to pluck the eyeballs from the snake, but I find that this one has a single, solitary eye right in the center of its head. And while there is no eyeball in its socket, there are two hefty balls below. And I think, if I apply my witchy skills correctly, I may be able to coax a magic potion from them. What do you say, Squire? You want me to suck the snake of yours? Oh, that was an enthusiastic yes. I best not disappoint you. This cock is knightly indeed. Kingly, even a royal treat with a fleshy crown. Leaking pearls of pre-cum. I'm glad I found this snake. Not be able to help me with the spells I need to cast, but it's sure helping me with other things.
Hold on. Fuck. Wait. Hold on. What's over there? Oh my god! Is that a newt? Oh, sorry. I know I should be focusing on sucking your cock right now, but there's some witch-related things I've got to concern myself with as well. Now be very still and be very quiet. I'll be right back.
Got it. This is perfect. Now I'll just stuff it in my bag and tie the cinches tight. Oh, you know, my dear Squire, I was in a pretty foul mood today. I need to get the stupid love potion brewed for Madame Fletcher, 'cause she's hot for her stable hand and he doesn't show her the time of day. And the whole thing was turning into a catastrophe. My cauldron's cracked. My herbs are moldy, and I'm out of half of the ingredients. But now, I think the stars are starting to line up very nicely for me. And they seem to be lining up nicely for you, too. Because now that I've got my newt, I'm feeling very frisky. How about I get on my hands and knees and lift this stupid old witch's dress up over my ass? And now you drive that gorgeous cock deep into me. Oh, yes. Now that's what I'm talking about. There's nothing as magical as a cock slamming hard into me. Cast your spell, good squire, and I'll turn into a vixen for you. I've got a love potion flowing out of my pussy, and it's far more effective than the one I'm brewing for Madame Fletcher. Oh, it seems to have gotten your cock hard as steel. Oh, long as a broomstick. Oh, what a magical cock. Oh, drive it deeper. Drive it deeper. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, goddesses. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, Merlin and Morgan. Yes. Oh, the way inside me. Slam that cock into me. Slam it. Oh, are you getting close? Oh, are you ready to blow? Are your balls starting to boil? Double toil and trouble. Pound my pussy rough and tumble. By your pricking, do the deed and fill me with your magic seed. Ah.